Black 13 by Adam Hamdi. Read by Jock Davis. Nathan Foster had put plenty of bodies in the ground. A tally was tattooed on his forearm in pompadour blue. Whenever he was asked its meaning, he'd lie and say it represented the year of his birth, 87. His beginning, rather than the end of so many souls. He'd marked himself with the digits to commemorate his service because he thought his reaping days were over. That was before he'd met the lawyer and been reeled in by her silky words. The lawyer had found Foster in the grey, shrinking life he'd fallen into. Civilian. It was a word he always wanted to punctuate with a gob of spit. He'd throttled brave men, drilled bullets into women, and guided bombs towards children so civilians could drift through life, swilling cheap booze and gorging themselves on even cheaper food. In truth, he despised the men and women he'd been paid to defend. Their easy days and trivial worries were no more than imitations of life. A battery farm existence, being fed and fattened until clogged arteries or black cancer took hold. Real life was to be found chasing the thrill of adventure, a razor's edge from death, not dwelling in the ever-dwindling grey space that now confined him. His pokey office had only seen the mundane. A suspicious wife in need of proof of her husband's infidelity, or an employer who wanted a background check on a job applicant. Pokey jobs for his pokey new life. And then the lawyer had swept in like the blazing afternoon sun, banishing morning drizzle. She'd known more about him than she should. Units, deployments, operations, all of which made him ponder her connections. She'd capped her smooth patter with the offer of enough money to keep him in cigarettes and vodka for years to come. All he had to do was look into a bank. And look he had. And found he had. And now he was scared. This wasn't the vibrant thrill of adventure that had so often brought him to life. It was a numbing terror he hadn't felt since childhood. The ancient dread of creatures lurking in the shadows. He'd found things that made him, a man marked with a record of 87 kills, tremble. And now he was getting the proof. In a little over a month, the world would be changed forever. Until he had proof, he couldn't bring himself to believe the looming horror and had simply told the lawyer he was onto something big. The people he was investigating had real reach, making it impossible to go to the police. The lawyer had assured him that once he had the evidence, her anonymous client would know what to do. She must have sensed his fear, because she'd offered to double his fee and had told Foster that her client had sufficient power to protect him from the consequences of whatever he'd found.